This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One of the suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan has been found dead, and his injuries are not self-inflicted, according to police Monday, as they continue to search for a second suspect. Regina Police Chief Evan Berry in Bray says that 31-year-old Damien Sanderson was found dead near the stabbing sites, and they do believe his brother, 30-year-old Miles Sanderson, is charged in the run and likely in the provincial capital of Regina. It was the first time police officers have identified the victims. And if Miles Sanderson was reportedly for his brother's death, Blackmore said police are investigating that possibility. The discovery of the body came on the second day of a massive manhunt for the pair, who are suspected of carrying out a series of stabbings in Indiana community and a nearby town, which also left 18 people injured. It was one of the deadliest attacks in the nation's history. Again, Regina, one of the suspects in the stabbing deaths of 10 people in California, I should say in Canadian province of Saskatchewan, has been found dead, and his injuries are not self-inflicted, police said on Monday, as they continued the search for a second suspect. Liz Truss is set to take office this Tuesday as Britain's new prime minister to steer the country through an acute cost-of-living crisis. Her selection was announced Monday. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A body has been found in Memphis, Tennessee, but police have not linked it to a high-profile kidnapping investigation. Details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a tweet late Monday, police in Memphis said a body had been found in a Memphis neighborhood, but the identity of that person and cause of death were unconfirmed. The tweet made no reference to 38-year-old Eliza Fletcher, whose kidnapping early Friday morning was caught on surveillance video. Saturday, U.S. Marshals arrested 38-year-old Cleotha Abston and charged him with Fletcher's kidnapping. Police detected Abston's DNA on a pair of sandals found near where Fletcher was last seen, and police believe a vehicle belonging to someone at a residence where Abston was staying was used in the kidnapping. Monday, the Commercial Appeal reported Abston spent 20 years in prison for a previous kidnapping. I'm Mike Gracia.
The most powerful typhoon to hit South Korea is now in 7 years has dropped 3 feet of the rain, destroyed the roads, and felled power lines in its southern regions. Around 20,000 people are without electricity as of the beginning, as thousands of people fled to the safer ground. Typhoon Himor greeted the most resort, the island of Jeju. It made landfall near Brawan and was moving northeast with the winds of up to 89 miles per hour. Europe's largest nuclear plant has been launched and knocked out of the Ukraine capital electricity grid after the last transmission was disconnected as a result of a fire caused by shelling. The International Atomic Energy Agency said it was informed Monday by Ukrainian authorities that the reserve line was deliberately distracted and disconnected in order to extinguish a fire. The line is to be reconnected once the fire is extinguished. The incident fueled fears of a painful nuclear disaster, which saw the 10 biggest nuclear plants in the world. The developments came on the eve of a report the UN Security Council by IAEA inspectors wanted to look at it. The Ukrainians said Russia both accused of each other making those settlements. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.